All right. Good morning, folks, here on Sand Lake Broadcasting. Big event. You're looking for something to do. There's plenty to do. But if you're looking for a full day of musical entertainment and other events, head to Lexington this coming Saturday. A full day of music throughout Lexington. Many stages for the Thumb Fest 2022 with the Blue Water Folk Society. And on the phone with me, one of the organizers, heads, honchos of the event, probably going stir crazy, along with his day job. On top of this, Mike Mercatant. How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good, Eddie. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Great. So how many years now has Thumb Fest been going on now?
This is going to be our 20th festival, but it would be the 21st festival, but it was 2020 was canceled. So 20 big years.
And is everything set in motion? And how many, on top of that, yeah, is everything set in motion? You're all ready for this? And how much time is put into this?
Well, usually we start booking the next year's festival pretty much the day after the current festival ends. there's a lot of time, a lot of effort. There's a lot of bodies involved in booking a festival of this size. And seriously, it's like the day after the festival, you're kind of just hungover from the joy of putting it on and everything. But then you take a couple days off, and then you start thinking about the next one again. So, it's like a year-long planning process.
And, you know, how much has this grown now and when it first started to where you're at now?
Well, when we first started, we were down in, we were up north of Lexington at a place called Camp Ozanam. And I believe that consisted of just one or two stages. I wasn't there the first year. I kind of got involved the second year where I started parking cars. But so it was a much smaller thing. To begin with, and it just kind of picked up steam, and the more popular it got, we just really kind of outgrew Camp Ozanam and approached the village of Lexington, and the rest is history, really. The village has opened its arms up to us, and it turned out to be just the perfect location. It's on the water. It's a beautiful town. There's lots of shops and restaurants and everything people can go to. And it's just been a great relationship over the years.
Yeah. Can you tell me what year was it that Lexington reached out and said, we would like to host this in our town and community?
Wow.
how long has it been there, you would say?
I think probably 2006, 2007, somebody's probably going to scream at me as soon as this interview is done, but I believe roughly around that time, maybe 2005. Hmm. So I think we were at Ozanam maybe about 2 or 3 years.
All right. So the Blue Water Folk Society is a group of musicians, and how large is this group, the Blue Water Folk Society?
It consists of a couple hundred people. It's not just musicians. It's actually a lot of music lovers. Mm-hmm. You know, some of us just happen to be musicians that are part of the society. Their mission really is to encourage acoustic music in the Thumb area. And Thumb Fest has always been our big, our big event for the year. And we're always looking for new members. You know, if you go to our website, bluewaterfolk.org, there's a place to sign up.
And right there is where you can find all the info. I know you have a Facebook page with Blue Water Folk Society, and the Thumb Fest for 2022, the event page is set up on Facebook also. And it gives you the full list. A great list. Man, it's a full list of musicians that are going to be on how many different stages?
We have 7 performance stages and then 5 auxiliary sites, which consist of workshops, jam sites. There's a community sing-along site. There's a drum circle, and there's a kids' discovery area, too, as well. So there's plenty to do for everyone in the family. You can wander around. I really like to encourage people to, you know, look at that schedule and find some performers that you really want to see, and, you know, and kind of earmark that, but always leave a little bit of time to just wander, because there's such a wide variety of music every year. It's kind of like walking out into the woods and you hear birds singing, different kinds of birds, and you know, and you go, oh, that's a bird I've never heard before, but that sounds really cool. I think I should wander over to that way, you know, and that's, you know, the birds are the musicians.
Yeah, I'll name off these stages. Harbor Stage, the McNabb Stage, the M25 Stage, Windjammer Deck, the Courtyard Stage also. You have Simon's Stage?
Simon Street Stage.
And then you have the A&W Stage. That's pretty self-explanatory. The Sing Out Community Sing Tent, a Jam Tent, a Workshop One Front, Workshop Two Back, and Tierney Park Camp Cavell Discovery Tent and Drum Circle Tent also. Are these all kind of like with these different stages? Are they just in one particular style, or are they just a variety of styles also?
Oh, no. That, like I was saying, it's like you have a variety. It ranges everything from, say, Celtic music to traditional folk. There's blues, there's jazz. One of my favorite bands that are playing this year is a band called Django Phonic, and they play like Django Reinhardt's gypsy jazz kind of style of music. There's a band called Creole du Nord, who is another one of my favorites. They play Cajun and Zydeco music, and man, they get you moving. They get your feet moving. They're real high energy. There's traditional folk artists. We have Julianne Ankley and her trio, and she's won multiple Detroit Music Awards for her country music. The Whiskey Charmers play Americana. There's a group called Rough and Tumble. They're a duo. They're listed as Nashville Dumpster Folk Thrift Store Americana. So it's a lot of stuff thrown in, and those guys are great. You know, so like I said, it's just, and we have the Commonwealth Dance Collective, so there's a percussive dance troupe, too, which is going to be really exciting this year. We have Sheila Landis, who is a Detroit jazz legend. She's performing. There's a classical guitar player, William Henry Russell, who's just phenomenal. So really, there's a lot to choose from.
Again, go to the Blue Water Folk Society's website, bluewaterfolk.org, or their Facebook page, which has a full list of itinerary of the musical performance and stages also. Gives you the times also, so you can plan accordingly to whatever you know, suits your taste. And don't forget to bring your lawn chair, right? So you can pick it up and move and have a place to sit.
Yep, the festival starts at 10 and ends at 10 at night, so it's a long day. But, you know, make sure you bring your lawn chairs, because, you know, that's really a valuable thing to have. And also, I want to remind you, absolutely, the festival is a free festival.
Yeah, so big time. Yeah, that was a big, in big words on the post, it said free live music. So it's amazing that people are putting their time and effort into this.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we're one of the few festivals that is entirely free in this area and of this size. And that's a wonderful thing, that, you know, that's always been an important aspect of this festival to us. And you know, because the festival, the stages are kind of scattered throughout town, you know, don't be intimidated that, you know, maybe the stage is like 4 or 5 blocks away. We have shuttles that run every 15 minutes, so you can just jump on board that shuttle, and it runs the whole route of the town and every stage. So that runs continuously.
Very good. So, we're going to take a weather break. Thumbfest 2022 in Lexington this Saturday, September 3rd, starts at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And again, you can see the full list at Blue Water Folk Society's Facebook page. We're going to check in the weather forecast right now, brought to you by McMillan's Furniture. All right, back here with Mike Mercatant. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Oh. Good for you.
Had to spell it phonetically. Talking about the Thumbfest 2022 in Lexington this Saturday, Starts at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the Blue Water Folk Society. Go to Blue Water Folk Society's Facebook page also and their website, bluewaterfolk.org. And the event starts at 10 a.m. this coming Saturday. So I did want to mention that there might be a chance of rain. You've had some battles with the weather in the past, but it worked out still, right?
Well, you know, it's showbiz, Eddie. It's like the show's got to go on, you know? And we had 1 year there was, it wasn't really a tornado, but there was a straight line wind, I think it's called, mm-hmm. that came through just south of town. And that was interesting, you know, because you're outside and everybody was packed in, but we got through it, you know, right. It was a momentary panic. Me and my partner were actually playing in the jam tent, and it was like, okay, how many rain songs do we know? So we just started doing like Dylan's Shelter from the Storm and things like that, you know.
So in Lexington, you have so many musical acts, it's hard to just go through them all. That's why we encourage people to go to the Facebook page and look at the list.
Sure.
But just to come out, because these are groups of people may never heard of, and maybe mm-hmm. some people that they actually know, you know, and they said, I didn't know you played. Who's the furthest traveling act coming to Lexington for this fest?
Wow, okay. I think... probably this year, I think Creole du Nord. I think they're over by the Manchester area, and mm-hmm. I think maybe a couple hours away. There's a band called B-Side Growlers. They're from Grand Rapids.
Okay, so are these acts primarily from the state of Michigan or out of state Midwest?
Pretty much all Michigan. Many people are within, like, say, are in. Several performers are from the area, mm-hmm. in the Thumb area. Others are Detroit-based or Ann Arbor-based. You know, probably southeastern Michigan would be the best way to describe that. But some come out of the Lansing area. We've had people from all over the country play off and on over the years.
How big of an economic impact is this, especially when they come visit, because they got a place to stay, they got to eat?
Well, I would say some people make a weekend out of it. They'll camp at some of the area campgrounds around there or stay in the bed and breakfasts and stuff in town. Mm-hmm. The festival draws like 4,000 to 5,000 people every year. So, you know, it's a major impact on the community itself with that many people coming in.
And with with that many people, of course, there are going to be some hungry bellies out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Food and, the food and businesses, will they be open also?
Oh, absolutely. I've been told that for many of the businesses, it's their busiest day of the year because a lot of times they'll go above and beyond. Like, they'll set up a little grill outside. There's so many new restaurants and everything up in Lexington now. So there's more opportunities than ever to dine in. And also, there's going to be food vendors right down by the harbor stage, so you don't even have to leave that area if you don't want to. But I highly encourage people to wander around and frequent the shops and everything, because these folks have been very supportive of us over the years. So whatever you can do to kind of support them, it all goes hand in hand and works together.
So the parking situation and traffic, well, the M25 still be open for traffic, for one thing, but yep. If people, you know, obviously you got to park somewhere, where do they go for that?
We have some designated parking areas. You mentioned the Facebook page and the website, bluewaterfolk.org. You can download, we have a map of the town. Mm. And so there's a map with all the stages and all the workshops and everything, and then the designated parking areas. That's all free, too. So free is the operative word for this. But you don't have to because of the shuttles, if you want to take the shuttles, you don't have to park, like, right where the stage, having walked up and down that hill for 20 years doing this festival, that gets, you know, your leg, that really gets to your legs. So having a shuttle is really nice to have. So you can park up by M25 or, just stay on the shuttle route, and you can see the shuttle route on the map itself. So, you know, you can get to anywhere within about 10-15 minutes without having to walk a long ways.
I know in the past that the church parking lots would open up their parking lots for a small fee. Will they be doing that this year also?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That I don't have a solid confirmation on.
Just kind of roll the dice on that one. But you do have designated areas on that map, so it's.
Oh yeah, I mean there's tons of street parking too, and that's I've never really had a problem parking on the street.
Okay. So the Thumb Music Festival 2022 in Lexington this Saturday, if you're looking for something to do all day, you don't have to be there from the start, but if you want to hang out, bring your lawn chair, so in case you kind of pass out for a little while and wake up with the sweet sounds of folk music all day and all across Lexington. Starts at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Lexington for the Thumb Fest Music Festival 2022. And this is, I guess you could say the 20th, right? Would have been 21, but 1 year you had to cancel.
Yep, this is our 20th festival.
And with the Blue Water Folk Society, check your Facebook page for the full itinerary also. And, of course, go to their website, bluewaterfolk.org. And, hey, check it out. Anything else to add here? We have a couple minutes here that you want to make a note of.
We just want to let you know that the festival is put on through the generosity of everyone who comes. It truly is a people's festival. We have volunteers who are going around passing the bucket, passing the hat, the literal hat. And those contributions basically make, and our sponsorships from the local businesses, that dictates whether we put on a festival the following year. I mean, that's our income source. So if you come, please, and you enjoy what you're doing, please give generously. And that ensures future festivals to happen. And have a great time.
Yeah.
It's the most laid-back, fun festival around.
All right.
Bring your dog. There's a city of dogs. There's lots of dogs there.
Yeah, don't forget your duty bags, too, though.
There you go.
A wide variety of music, folk type. You can never put your finger on what folk is, just like alternative or rock. It's a wide variety of it. And should
sure.
be a good time in Lexington for the Thumb Fest 2022 Music Festival. This Saturday, folks, starts at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And also, when you go to the Blue Water Folk Society's Facebook page, you can download the list of music entertainment. But also, the schedule is in Jeffersonian newspaper from Friday. And also, this coming Wednesday, Sand Lake County News also coming up this week. So you can find it there also. So. All right, Mike, good luck, and hey, thanks for talking to us, and have fun. Will you be performing yourself?
Oh, yes. I have a very busy day on top of helping out with the festival. My band plays twice, and we're participating in a jam session and a sing-out, too. So real busy day.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Eddie, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, there he is, Mike Mercatantz, Thumb Fest 2022 in Lexington this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check out the Blue Water Folk Society's Facebook page and bluewaterfolk.org is a website, and you can look up Thumb Fest 2022, Thumb Fest Music Festival 2022 for the schedule. Check your local papers also. Top of the hour news and information coming up in your 8 a.m. hour.